Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Reitz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Fulgham. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Fulgham. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesus. Batting second. The right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting third. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Macco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Lamp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Lamp. And now, play ball. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up towards first. Biedner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Hernandez moves to second. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus strikes out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey takes first base on ball four. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mumphrey moves to second. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergfell hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. Mumphrey moves to third. One out. John Fulgham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulgham takes first base on ball four. Obergfell moves to second. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0 for 1 in the game. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. Mumphrey scores. Obergfell moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Templeton. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Templeton steals second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hernandez. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Hernandez steals second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mako scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wrights is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Mako is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mako hits a line drive towards the mound. Fulgham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesu hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 1 in the game. Obergefell hits a pop-up towards short. DeJesu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Fulgham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulgham is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fulgham strikes out. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson bunts towards first. Hernandez fields the ball and throws to Fulgham covering. Safe. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brock moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner fields it and throws to second for the out. Brock moves to third. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Macko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macko is 0-for-1 in the game. Macko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-2 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-2 in the game. DeJesus takes first base on ball 4. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Biedner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Fulgham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulgham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fulgham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mako scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mako scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mako scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-2 in the game. Ontiveros hits a pop-up towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Siebert pinch hits for Tim Blackwell. Kurt Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bruce Kim now catching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biedner scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamp covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mumphrey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Mako is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mako is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mako is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Dennis Lamp. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 3 in the game. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biedner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Obergefell for the out. One out. John Fulgham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulgham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fulgham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Macko fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Templeton. The throw from Kim and he is safe. Templeton steals second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biedner scoops it up and throws to first, with Tidrow covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton misplays the ball. That's an error on Templeton. Thompson moves to third. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Larry Biedner. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Thompson scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 3 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.